Today, this is one of Bach's most popular works. But when it was new, it was ignored. The Brandenburg Concerto No. 5, a gift that was apparently completely unappreciated by its recipient, is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical Radio Boston, WCRB, a part of WGBH. It's not hard to find performances and recordings of the Brandenburg Concertos. Those six pieces, packed with invention, virtuosity, and gorgeous textures, are the very definition of eternal. And when it comes to the fifth of them, there's even the possibility that we're hearing a bit of social commentary by its composer. More on that is coming up later in the program. Also on the program today is the cantata number 186, Ärgere dich, o Seele, nicht, or Do Not Be Vexed, O Soul. You'll find a translation of that piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Before all of that, here is a selection of sinfonias by Bach, originally written for harpsichord and performed by violinist Janine Janssen, violist Maxim Risenov, and cellist Torleif Tedain here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. This set of sinfonias, or as they're sometimes called, three-part inventions by Bach, were performed by violinist Janine Janssen, violist Maxime Risenov, and cellist Torleif Tedain. In one of the most striking stories from the New Testament of the Bible, Jesus takes two fish and five loaves of bread and manages to feed thousands of hungry people. The experience of those people, the doubt and anxiety, followed by relief and security, is at the heart of the Cantata 186, Ärgre dich, o Seele, nicht, or Do Not Be Vexed, O Soul, a piece Bach wrote for the seventh Sunday after Trinity. Written in two parts, it begins with a chorus that musically illustrates the contrast of those two states of mind, first through a thick layering of textures that captures the experience of being vexed. And then through a bright transparency to express God's all-highest light. A recitative and aria by the bass makes clear that that light is visible in the scripture, and an aria for the tenor celebrates the nourishment God provides, a reference to that story of Jesus feeding thousands of people. The chorus returns to close part one with a chorale setting that confirms scripture as the source of faith. In part two, all of that is brought into a more immediately relevant realm for the believer. The world is depicted as a wilderness to contend with, and faith in scripture the force that protects against danger. And that's followed by a soprano solo that promises compassion for the poor, again, through scripture. Finally, the reward for that faith is expressed through a duet for the soprano and alto soloists. Remember, you can find a translation of the text for this piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here is Bach's Cantata 186, featuring soprano Mia Persson and alto Robin Blaise, along with tenor Makoto Sakurada and bass Peter Coy. Masaaki Suzuki conducts Bach Collegium Japan here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
die Glieder nicht allein, es will ihr Haupt selbst arm und elend sein. Und ist nicht Reichtum, ist nicht Überfluss des Satans Angel, so man mit Sorgfalt meinen muss, wird dir im Gegenteil die Last zu viel zu tragen, wenn Armut dich beschwert, wenn Hunger dich verzehrt und wirst zugleich verzagen, so denkst du nicht an Jesum, an dein Heil. Hast du wie jenes Volk nicht bald zu essen, so seufzest du. Ach Herr, mein Gemüt ist zweifelsvoll, du verwirrst vielleicht mein Flehen, Zweifle nicht, lass Vernunft dich nicht bestricken, deinen Helfen Jakobs Licht kannst du in der Schrift erblicken, deinen Helfer Jakobs Licht kannst du in der Schrift erblicken, deinen Helfer Jakobs Licht kannst du in der Schrift erblicken.
Vor seinen Körper sorgt, was ist er mir? Ein Bau von Erden, der wieder muss zur Erde werden, ein Kleid so nur geborgt. Er könnte ja das beste Teil erwählen, so seine Hoffnung nie betrübt, das Heil der Seele, so in Jesu liegt. O sieh, wer ihn in der Schrift erblickt, wer durch seine Lehren auf alle, die ihn hören, ein geistlich Manna schickt. Drum, wenn dir Hunger gleich das Herz erlangt und frisst, das Herz erlangt und frisst, drum, wenn dir Hunger gleich das Herz erlangt und frisst,
Da findet erst es Der den Gläubigen die Gruß.
The cantata number 186 by Bach, in a performance by Bach, Collegium Japan, and conductor Masaaki Suzuki. The soloists included soprano Mia Person, alto Robin Blaze, tenor Makoto Sakurada, and bass Peter Coy. A couple of years before he went to Leipzig, Bach assembled a set of six concertos intended to impress the Margrave of Brandenburg, presumably in the hope of landing a job. Among those six pieces, the fifth is especially interesting because of how Bach uses the harpsichord. At the time, that instrument was really only meant for accompaniment, but Bach puts it on equal footing with the flute and violin, at one point bringing the harpsichord out of the texture for an extended solo. To some, this has the marks of a commentary on social hierarchy. Musicologist Susan McClary sees it as an overthrow of the hierarchy of Bach's time, the harpsichord's servant overcoming the more distinguished flute and violin. Meanwhile, Michael Marison finds it to be more of an expression of all humans being equal in God's eyes. Whichever is true or not, the music itself is brilliant. Here's the Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 with flutist Katie Bircher and violinist Cecilia Bernardini. John Butt directs the Dunedin Consort from the harpsichord here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. The Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 by Bach in a performance by the Dunedin Consort, led by John Butt from the harpsichord, with flutist Katie Bircher and violinist Cecilia Bernardini. Remember, if you'd like to hear this program again on demand, just visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.